Okay, hello. Welcome to the Use Case Realization Call for September 19th, 2022. Today we have Kevin Tang with us, who's going to be presenting on the ONAP Release 11 network slicing overview and developments happening with network slicing. So Kevin, go ahead. I'll stop sharing.
Okay. Let me share my screen. Maybe you'll need it. Okay. Where's my Okay, can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's presentation mode, right?
You can yes, see. It is.
Great. So let me go back to hi everyone, Mr. Kevin Tang from STL. So today I'm going to give an overview of E2E network slicing use case for Kong release. And you can see here is the list of participants or collaborators. So let's do it here. So I'll give you a brief introduction of the overall architecture and NSI. Lifecycle view of the ONAP slicing management, and also an overview of the enhancement to the end-to-end network slicing use case in Kong release. So the objective of the use case is to realize 5G end-to-end network slicing using ONAP and demonstrate the modeling orchestration and assurance of network slicing. So some key highlights of the use cases is listed here. So one is a modular architecture that provides building blocks and flexibility under various deployment scenarios, and also the functionality and the interfaces actually are aligned with 3GPP and other relevant standards. Like it's the IETF and TMF and ORAN. Also, it provides interoperability between slice management functions within the ONAP and those of third party, and also takes approach to realize different architecture options. And the use case are multi-release effort starting from grading, and it can continue to expand in scope for the releases that follow. As I said before, the ONAP slicing use case is aligned with 3GPP. So the 3GPP defines three layers of network slicing management functions. So the CSMF, responsible for translating the communications service related requirement to network slice related requirement, and then NSMF, responsible for management and orchestration of NSI, and also translated the network slicing related requirement to the network slicing subnet related requirements. And then finally, NSSMF, responsible for management and orchestration of NSSI. So to realize the three layers of slice management function, we needed to decide whether to implement them within ONAP or to use external ones, which leads to five different choices from an architectural perspective. So ONAP focuses on choice one, referred to as option one, which implement everything within ONAP, and also choice four, referred to as option two, where CSMF and NSMF are implemented in ONAP, and then connects to third-party NSSMF or NSSMFs to the source band. So in the current release, we'll continue with enhancement for option one, and also aim to stabilize the existing functionalities for different scenarios. And here is how a 3GPP specification actually describe the lifecycle view of network slicing, network slice instance. So it has like a preparation, and also when you go to the creation and activation and operation and monitoring, like monitoring, modification, supervision, and then deactivation and the termination. And the blue boxes actually in the figure actually indicate the areas for enhancements that are planned for current release, which includes, for example, MIOT slicing, dynamic endpoint discovery, up to slice creation, which we will cover later.
So Kevin, it looks like in a is everything in the focus area for cone release? I think we had done certain areas before.
Right. Yeah, certain areas, but it's actually within different areas. Even though we are not doing everything, but a little bit in each box. So, for instance, like a design, we have a MIOT. And also we have in this blue box here for the activation, deactivation, those things. So we have also the, for the creation or location. So we have like dynamic endpoint discovery here. So it's not everything in the blue box, but some area in the blue box.
So can you say some more? It's basically the, in the preparation stage, that's like SDC, the design time is done there, or what?
So that include like network slice design, network slice like capacity planning, onboarding, and evaluation like of the network functions, those things like network.
Yeah, and that's done. Is that done on SDC?
We have some kind of design, network slice design, for the MIOT.
Oh, okay.
So just one thing. It's not everything. It's just because also the resources are limited. So
there's a special function that the slicing team uses to do that. Is that right?
Yeah, the very special ones.
And is that part of the what you showed in the previous box for the NSSMF and the CSMF? Those are how does it relate to that?
Yeah, so let me show you maybe next slice. So this one is here. So that one shows the architecture and interface of network slicing. So we can see this CS. So this ONAP is here. It has a CSMF here and NSF. MF here. This one is actually, those two actually in the ONAP, it's in the ASO component. And also together with this RAN is the NSSMF and the TNSSMF, and also core NSSMF. So those core and RAN can be third party. And the RAN here is the yellow part. So we have IO, DO, CO. And for the transport network subnet, we have the front hall, middle hall, and back hall. So that's and also there in all the interfaces are kind of aligned with some kind of standards like 3GPP or TMF, and also the IETF for this transport network, and also the ORAN interface like here, like O1 or A1. To the RAN.
So I guess my question more is, for the CSMF, NSMF, RAN, SSMF, are those simulated? Is that a new thing we developed for ONAP? Is it part of SDC or SO or ANAI?
Yeah, those things that developer things like Guilin release. So it's a long time ago, I think. And it's it spend, you know, during different releases. And those blue boxes here are all in SO, part of SO.
Yeah, I know they've been around for a while.
Yeah, but sorry for the interruption. So all the management functions are implemented as we said, like as part of Guilin and followed by Honolulu. We were able to complete the functionalities of all these management functions. But with respect to the K release, like most of the, I mean, in the lifecycle slide, what he has covered is for integrations for all the lifecycle phases, we have some of the integration test cases or something pending. So like, so we thought like we can cover all the phases in as part of con release. And for the design phase, like so far we are supporting only for the EMBB slice type. So for MIOT, we will be we are generating the templates for the MIOT slice. So we have covered the design phase as well. So for design phase, MIOT design, and Kevin, can you move to the lifecycle? So the right side section is for most of the phases are covered for the integration testing.
Yeah, but I guess I'm asking a simpler question. So yes. On the next slide where you show where you show in ONAP, there is a CSMF, NSMF, RAN SSMF. What exactly are those things? Is it a pod? Is it a software? Is it a plugin? Is it a part of it?
No, it is residing within SO.
Oh, those are within SO.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. So then do you execute BPMN?
Yeah. So we have two different options. So in one of the options, like we are implementing it within SO. So another option also we are providing. So wherein this NSSMFs can be considered as a simulator. So next to NSMF, we will be having NSSMF simulator. So CSMF, NSMF, and NSSMF, adapter. NSSMF adapter will be residing within ONAP or an SO. So the other NSSMFs can be a simulator. And in another option, we are also having it within SO.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking. And for the CSMF, NSMF, or NSMF, those are all aligning with the GPP 38, that 5 of 30? Is that where all of that functionality described? Also, I guess, in 541?
Yeah. 541 is for the monitoring.
Okay, I wasn't sure what did you choose to implement exactly for those functions? Are they're driven by some 3GPP standards?
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to next slides. So there is also two scenarios on how RAN and the transport subnet are handled. And here is the scenario one. In this scenario, RAN and SSMF is responsible for determination of the slice profile of front haul, middle haul, as well as RAN NFs. So that RAN is responsible for entire RAN subnet, including front haul and middle haul. And the TN NSSMF receives the backhaul profile from NSMF, and the front haul and the middle haul profile from RAN and SSMF. Then TN NSSMF will configure the front haul, middle haul, and the backhaul. So some enhancements are planned to be done in the K release. And this one is the second scenario. So in this scenario, NSMF is responsible for determination of slice, profile of front hull, middle hull, and the back hull. And the NSMF also, you know, configures those front hull, back hull, middle hulls. So activation, deactivation, and the termination tests are needed to be completed in the care release. Okay, so let's go to next. We'll go over all the enhancement that will be done in the current release. So until Jakarta release, endpoints are assumed to be known and are manually configured before the creation of or location of the slice. But in the current release and the future release, the plan is for NSF to discover the core and the RAN endpoints of backhaul so dynamically before the slice allocation. And in the current release, only design is a plan, and the implementation will be completed in the future releases. And we'll only consider the backhaul, and if the front hull and the middle hull endpoint discovery is a stretch goal. So that means that the changes actually are expected at SO for con release and for the release that beyond con. So in the con release, there won't be implementation changes at SO. So the next enhancement is actually joining the work with IBN and the CVPN team. So it's IBN driven end-to-end network slicing. So this figure here shows two loops here. One is intent interaction loop, the other one is a control loop in the network slicing. So the enhancement will be to the machine learning prediction microservice in DCAE. And so before, because it's in Jakarta release, it's done in, as a POC, and we need to merge the code to the DCAE and also support for multiple slices in training and also inference. And your CPS instead of configure DB. And then last one is you to decouple in the RAN simulator with the rest of the slicing. And then the enhancement to the slice analysis microservice for the slice analysis microservice to report KPI that needed to support IBM to the UUI, and then also as another enhancement to slice analysis microservice to use the DCAE SDK and DMAP client library for the real-time intent listening. So the intent will be posted by AI. And the alignment also needed between the control loop parameters and the user intents from this left loop. And the focus will only be on the RAN slice for the con release. And this picture here shows the closed loop for the slicing. And you can see it will get data from the RAN simulator, and then the data will be fed to the model and the machine learning microservice, and then the slice analysis will come up with the closed loop slow for guidance, and then it will trigger the policy and go to SO, which is RAN, NSS, MF, and then we'll send the action for the configuration to down to the RAN simulator. And here is it can be over 01. And next, another enhancement here will be kind of use the A1 according to the ORAN. Okay. Yeah, so this one is about the MIOT slice support. So again, until Jakarta release, only EMBB slice is supported. So in this current release, we'll kind of try to bring in this MIOT slice. So what we need is kind of to define all the performance requirement and the modeling. And that one may have some impact on the SO component and also the SDNC RAN configuration to support the slice creation, activation, deactivation, and termination. And also the new policies are likely to be needed for this MIOT slice. So in this context, we'll target just the design work. So all the impacts will be expected in the release beyond core release. And so also we have kind of a stretch goal to initially implement this MIOT slice offline. But and the implementation actually will be done in the future, but due to the resource or bandwidth limit, so we may not be able to do this in offline implementation. and another enhancement is to have some new network slicing KPI monitoring. So the KPI computation microservice need to compute and store new KPI. So in this case is a PDU session establishment successful rate, that particular KPI for the network slicing. And it will need to be stored in the data lake. And then UUI will fetch the new KPI from DES and display this additional KPI on the screen. So here it's kind of a screenshot for the work that we have done. So as you can see, we have some kind of, you can select the KPI to show on the screen, and there's a new one which is this PDU session estimate. Establishment successful ratio in here. So use case test automation. That one is also kind of in plan, but so try to carry out the use case test automation in phase over multiple releases. And the target is to complete the test automation for the manual configurations. And so the in that case, so the CPS, TB, DMT need to be deployed by OEM as a dependent components of a CPS. So that's kind of the main thing for this task. So I think so no code will be changed to CPS or as it, for this con release for this particular enhancement.
So for the simulation, is it already for CPS? The CPS is basically a component, configuration persistent server, a database essentially for a component within
right.
We're slicing already integrated with CPS then?
So Slice, I think we are in doing those integration work with CPS. We'll also cover some later, but for this one is kind of a test case automation. So the main thing is kind of deploy this CPS TB DMT by all, and so it's kind of Hila made.
So we are storing the RAND slice configurations into CPS then. So like we have another microservice called CPS TBDMT. So like via this component, it will feed or like it will post the data to the CPS. So this TBDMT is introduced for abstracting the XPath. So CPS is based on the Yang model, right? So the XPaths used to post or get the data from CPS might be too long. So in order to abstract it, we have introduced an intermediate component called CPS TBDMT. So from the client, in our case, it is STN controller. So STN controller will make a call to TBDMT, and that will post the data to CPS core. So that is in procedure.
It wasn't so clear to me. The TBDMT is the template-based data model transformation. Yes. And so is it a template that does some translation between the data you want to store into CPS? Is that what the purpose of TBDMT is?
Yeah, so I think that's a translate or mapping between those data model. I think the older ones that previously were your CPS DB, so it's kind of a to mapping the existing DB APIs calls to the appropriate Yang model, based XPath in the queries. Does that answer the question? So because we have existing DB APIs calls, so with this model, try to map, this existing API calls to the new ones.
So basically, you have slice configuration data that's received by SO and the controller, and that you're storing that into the CPS. What the CPS core is essentially the core database. You're storing that into CPS. And I guess I'm not so sure about the two different paths, the NCMP and the TBDMT. They're both essentially things that there are two pathways to store the RAND configuration data for the slice.
Previously, we were using the we have two different types of Yang models. One is the device based, so we call it as primary Yang models, and we have another secondary Yang model. So for some internal calculations, we are maintaining the data in the form of Yang model. So all those data are stored in CPS via this TBDMT. But from this release, we are entered into the concept called this NCMP. So the device related configuration or device related Yang configuration data will be stored via this NCMP, and the secondary model, right? So which is used for some internal manipulations, that will be stored via this TBDMT. So they are calling it a CPS E02 interface. So there is a difference between these two sequences by the type of data being stored in CPS core.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just a quick question about testing again on the previous slide, I guess. You're using a RAND simulator to simulate a network of base stations. And is it still, I think it was 2,000 base stations or two, is that right? The simulator of how you're testing the network slices? Is there, you have test cases that are automating the functionality?
For RAND simulator, is it okay?
Yeah, for the RAND simulator.
No, we do not have any CSIT, but bringing up the simulator can be done in simple steps, right? So we have the Docker Compose file and we can bring it up easily. So we didn't go for any automation or automated test cases.
Okay, but I think you have a simulator. It's simulating RAN base stations or cells.
Okay, yeah. Like, yeah, so simulator, yeah. So it's a, you are talking about the RAN simulator, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we just skipped that one. Let me see. So we are, so this one. So in this one, you can see the simulator here.
Mm-hmm.
That's another enhancement, which is A1 based action flow. So you're the A1 instead of O1. We can talk about this later, but are we done with this? With this one, so CPS, right?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just
interfaced
with CPS.
Yeah, so this is enhancement to the RAN slice configuration data update flow. So it how this data is stored in the CPS. So previously in the Jakarta release, here is, you know, flow diagram here. So the SO will, you know, do this configuration and this SDNR actually to the netconf to this RAN, right? Here is a RAN simulator. And then meanwhile, it will update the CPS call through this DB DMT, right? So this kind of a mapping or the translator to the call, CPS call. So that's the previous one. And in the call release, the proposed approach is for the SDNR, right, to have a netconf, that's the same to the RAN simulator. And then it will need to wait to the notification, right, VAS notification from the simulator to the VAS collector, and then you're posted to the DMAP, and then pick up by the SDNR this notification. After the notification is received by SDNR, then the SDN will actually post this configuration to the CPS call through this path, right? This DMI plugin, and then NCMP, and then to the call. So that one is for the primary YAML model for the any configuration that related a primary YAML model. So the primary YAML model actually it's kind of an ORAN based on the 3GPP ORAN YAML model. It's a net, I mean the RAN network, a YAML model, and the secondary one still goes through the same as before. Right? So the secondary is kind of a data that is not in the ORAN model. And also some derived from some, I mean, aligned with operators, so like operator extension or so, something like that. And this one, is, for instance, is the latitude and like cell to, I mean, region to cell mapping, those kind of information. That's just different. So there's different, one is a primary, goes to this, the top floor, like from 1 to 7, and the secondary go to from this 1A to 2A, that pass. Yeah, so this one, because the caching, I'm inside this CPS project need to be implemented for this one. For this enhancement, and also changes are expected actually in the SDNC and also the RAN simulator. So this one is kind of considered as a stretch goal for con release, and will be also a continuous effort in the next release. And the scope of the con release is only for the RAN slice allocation, and other functionalities will be done in the future release. So that's kind of your CPS to update to the configuration data. Okay, so let's move back to, I think that's the one. Yeah, so this one's your A1 instead of O1 for the for the rank configuration. So, because of the bandwidth limit, so the con-release only targets for solution design only, and the implementation will be done in the future releases. So you can see this is a closed loop, and there will be, so here listed all the changes that are needed for different components here. So the slice analysis microservice needed to generate this and standard this control message, and it's a A1 based control message to policy, and the policy would also needed to be able to receive those A1 message and make a decision and also forward that to the SO. And the some use cases actually are doing implementing those changes actually, and we have the same kind of similar you needed to use a similar approach, so we will kind of share with SLM, or we can leverage what SO use case is doing, and we can make use of that for the future release. And then the SO, which is RAN NSSMF, also needed to process this A1 policy message, and also needed so then it was sent to this SDNC or SDNR, and in that case, in this box, there will be A1 termination needed to be implemented, which will communicate with this A1 termination in the RAN simulator. On this A1 interface, we need to get alignment with ORAN A1 policy spec to support the network slicing specific A1 policies, like the throughput guidance to the RAN simulator. And the RAN simulator itself, no, it's not an ONAP project. I think it's done by Wipro, and it's not in the ONAP. But the implementation, so in the RAN simulator, you also needed to make some changes. One is the A1 termination for the A1 policies. So some use cases are doing all those things right now for the con release, and then there's also RAN app. That's what Ben, you are talking about, you're asking. So RAN app is kind of a functionality that will execute this configuration A1 or A1 policy on the CODO here, and so it's not really a near real-time RIC, but it's kind of very partial functionality of the real-time RIC, but it's just some, and it's all together within this RAN simulator. And previously we were doing O1, so O1 can still work. So that's kind of the A1 based implementation for the RAN configuration. Let's see what. So we covered that. So this one is for the TN slicing for the con-release, and so it's done by CCVPN team. So basically, there are three tasks. One is the align the TN interface with the latest IETF slice model. And second one is open source IETF for ACTN network controller simulation. And the other one is CSIT for the NT slicing. So those are all done by CCVPN. And some carryover requirements from Jakarta release, like DCA related requirements that we were doing, like KPI computation enhancement, and some bug fixes, security issues, and also there's some bug fixes like the consolidated activation issues, those things, and also carryover tests from Jakarta release, and also some DCA global requirements contribution work by slicing use case, like for example, the code coverage improvement, like security vulnerability fixes, those things. So this slice lists all the impact that it's a summary of impact for the con release. So I think we all covered in the previous slides. And also the Jakarta issues that are listed here for easy for reference. I think that's all from my side.
Is it possible to touch upon the best aspects of the slice performance monitoring? You kind of skirted the issue. You just mentioned it anecdotally, but wouldn't we expect some real-time streaming to do some kind of policy-driven orchestration to maintain SLAs or monitor the KPI needed for SLAs for slices?
Yeah, so the KPI monitoring, I think we have this one may say something. So the KPI monitoring here is, I think it's a file-based, right? It's a REST file notification.
The thing about file, are you talking about batch or streaming? Because isn't VES
Yeah, it's a
really...
batch. In that case,
But therein lies the problem, right? Because if it's batch, it's not VES, in my humble opinion. It's batch. There's
right.
Streaming and there's batch. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not, right?
So... So file, so the notification is a VES notification. So it says, I have a data ready, and it's in file format. So the file collector it's a VES collector will tell the file collector, and file collector will get that file. So it's a batch, it's not a streaming.
I get that, right? But the question is, what's the plan for real VES? This is pseudo VES, right? To get a notification, you don't need to send a file either, right? You could just send some kind of a signal or a webhook or something, right? It doesn't actually have to be a file, but fine. If it's a file, it's a file.
Right. Yeah.
But batch is not streaming.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Yeah, batch is not streaming. And I think because of the bandwidth limit, I mean the resource limit, I think so Akira may know more. I think we can give answer to that, but I think maybe file notification is simpler, so we pick that. But I don't think we have any plan for the streaming. So Akila, maybe.
Yeah.
So is VES dead?
So
not dead. It's just go ahead. Sorry.
So we are sending it as collection of events. Even I'm not able to distinguish between the stream or batch. So we are we are able to successfully process the messages being sent from the simulator, but it is a collection of events, a group of events triggered from the simulator.
Whatever you're putting in the file, it doesn't matter whether it's PM or events, but you're putting it into a file instead of streaming it. That's my point. I appreciate you telling me what you're putting into the file, but it shouldn't be in a file to begin with. That's the point.
Yeah, but that's also a way, right?
Well, it's not a very good way, is the point.
I admit that. I totally agree with you. It's not. I totally agree with you.
All right. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, what's the plan for streaming? That's really what it comes down to. And if you don't have the answer, that's fine. I think we're beating this horse to death now. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So if you could
point me to somebody who knows the answer, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I think there's lots of discussion in the ONAP. I think Martin's meeting.
I don't know who Martin is. Could you?
Yeah, Martin is it's an ONAP ORAN alignment. Meeting. I think if you check the ONAP meeting calendar, you'll find that it's scheduled on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. They talk a lot about those.
Was it Martin Skrupski?
Yes. Mm. So I think that's a very good place.
Could you put his email address in the chat window? I've been amiss from ORAN for a while. I have no idea who's who anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Find it.
Sure. No problem. Let me type this. Let me find it. Okay. Yeah. I think that's the one. Yeah, I think that's the one. Let me put into my, where's my chat window? I couldn't. Okay, so.
All right. If anybody has it, that'd be great.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, I find it. I find it.
Okay, great.
Where's it? But I'm not familiar with Zoom. Oh, where's the chat?
Hey Ben, do you have it? You can email it to me if I don't want to take up any more time.
I find it. Okay. Here you go. This one.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah, okay.
Just put it in the chat
frame. All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I think that's a very good place. And
you can also check in the ONAP calendar too. There's meetings that are
I don't know. I never had a lot of luck. Yeah, how do they fix the calendars in ONAP? Are those working now? Or because I always I'd join a meeting and then I'd be the only one there, and I don't know, maybe I got the wrong calendar. I remember there was at one point problems with the calendar. I haven't looked at it, like I said, for a long time. Anyway, I'll start with Martin and I'll see about getting in touch with the calendars again.
I know that's a bigger topic, and ORAN also also has this because there's a kind of a O1 messaging or streaming. They think from AT&T, John. I cannot recall the name. John, I think John Kenny or some. Oh no, not John Kenny. From AT&T. If you look at the working group one. Or working group 10. I think working group 10, there's this O1, they have some CRs to O1 streaming.
I'll look into that. Thank you.
That's also a very good one. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Thanks. Okay. Good. Any more questions? I think that's all from our side.
Great. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Kevin, for the presentation. Any other questions from anybody? Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin. The next presentation is on intent-based management and follows the pattern of every third Monday. It's in the calendar. So I'll put a link to the calendar and see if we can find it. Is the link here? Well, you need a login, but here's the link to the calendar. Just let me chat up. All right, so if you go to list.onup.org, you can get access to the calendar. But anyway, it should be already in your calendar. I have also created just a meeting invite for everybody. So you should see it the third Monday in should be October 17th is the next meeting. So anyway, it's October 17th is the next realization call. All right. And if there's no other questions, then we'll see you next time. Thanks everybody for joining. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
All right.